السلام عليك أيها الباقر لعلم الله، السلام عليك أيها الفاحص عن دين الله، السلام عليك أيها المبين لحكم الله، السلام عليك أيها القائم بقسط الله، السلام عليك أيها الناصح لعباد الله، السلام عليك يا أبا جعفر محمد بن علي ورحمة الله وبركاته. Our condolences to all the believers upon the martyrdom anniversary of the fifth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Baqir alayhi salam. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam's father was the fourth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. And His Eminence's mother was the esteemed and noble Lady Fatima bintul Hasan, the esteemed and noble daughter of Imam Hassan ibn Ali al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam was well known for his generosity towards the poor, his honor in the face of adversity, his magnanimity, his forbearance with the less educated, his honorable nobility, his luminous taqwa, his divine humbleness, and of course the vast and insurmountable treasure of knowledge and wisdom which encompassed both the verses of the Holy Quran and the traditions of the Messenger of Allah and the Ahlul Bayt. Yet among the unique aspects of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam's imamat was that he frequently bought, educated, nurtured, financially supported, and subsequently freed countless slaves, to the extent where many of these freed slaves became the great scholars of their age. And another unique aspect of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam's imamat is the jihad-e-tab'een, an all-encompassing and comprehensive jihad to explain, detail, clarify, spread, and promote the pure and noble Muhammadan Islam in an environment full of moral, ethical, political, social, cultural, and religious distortion, corruption, confusion, and misguidance. This jihad-e-tab'een on behalf of the fifth divinely appointed Imam wasn't conducted only by himself. Rather, His Eminence Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam had hundreds of companions and students who were faithful and loyal to him from all parts of the Islamic world. And Imam al-Baqir trained, nurtured, and educated them. And some he even deputized as his representatives. The names of these esteemed scholars and these loyal companions of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam and these noble scholars and traditionalists of Islam include but are not limited to Abul Qasim al-Fudayl bin Yasar al-Nahdi, Ma'ruf bin Qarrabuz, Abul Qasim Barid bin Muawiya al-Bajali, Thabit bin Dinar Abu Hamza al-Thumali, Jabir bin Abdullah al-Ansari al-Khazraji, Abu Basir al-Asadi, Abul Hassan Zarara bin A'yun bin Sa'san, and Aban bin Taghlib, who received a minimum of 30,000 traditions from Imam al-Baqir, and Abu Ja'far Muhammad bin Muslim al-Thaqafi, who also received a minimum of 30,000 traditions from Imam al-Baqir, and of course Jabir bin Yazid al-Ju'fi, who received a minimum of 70,000 traditions from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. Indeed, it was an all-encompassing and comprehensive jihad-e-tab'een by Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam and his faithful and loyal companions. And it was this very jihad-e-tab'een by Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam which posed a very real and imminent political, social, cultural, religious, and ideological threat to the Umayyad governmental establishment. And eventually, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam became so very influential and powerful due to his noble character, his wisdom, and his knowledge. And most especially because of his great jihad-e-tab'een, that under the order of the Umayyad Caliph, Hisham bin Abdul Malik, and the governmental authorities under him, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, was poisoned and martyred. The grave of His Eminence is in the city of present-day Medina. Dear friends, commemorating the martyrdom and the mission of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam means that we keep alive to this very day the martyrdom and the mission of this divinely appointed Imam. And his mission was the revival and the showing of the true face of the pure and noble Muhammadan Islam. In the face of countless efforts made throughout history to distort the face of Islam, it was truly, and it is truly, a jihad-e-tab'een which continues to this very day. And so in honor of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam's great and divine jihad-e-tab'een, we put forth a beautiful tradition which can change our perspectives. His Eminence Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam speaks about those who desire and crave for this world and this temporary life and its material things, but tend to neglect the eternal home, the year after. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, the divinely appointed Imam, says, "The similitude of the one who covets and craves and desires this temporary world is that of the caterpillar. The more silk it spins around itself, the harder it makes its exit for itself until it dies of grief." This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.